May 10th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beautiful Banting Park home. I am joined by our extraordinary producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who's actually producing from his home in downtown Milwaukee. Do I have that right, Max? Fantastic. And then I'm really honored to have as my guest tonight. I've been trying to get him on for a long time, but he's busy on Saturday mornings when I was doing radio, and now even with the podcast. But we're glad he's able to join us tonight. Please welcome. This is Chris Moreau, our Vice President of Sales for Civic Media and the Station Manager for WAUK Radio. Do I have that correct, Chris? All of that? The title?
Yeah, I think that's most of them. yes, I'm the statewide Director or Vice President of Sales for Civic Media, the Market Manager for WAUK, and also for WRJN and Racine.
Fantastic. And for some of the listeners, you know, Chris is no stranger to radio, a very established career, surpassing, I believe, 30 years. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, by 20. Yeah. I'm entering my 52nd year in the radio industry this year. So
unbelievable.
Yeah, I didn't think, you know, when I was 14 years old, I could sit here and say that. But sure as heck, 51 last September, heading toward 52.
Wow. So you started as a teenager in radio, is that correct?
I did. I was fascinated with the business, looking out my bedroom window at the flashing tower lights of two local stations where I grew up. And I got a job cutting the grass at one when I was 14.
And where'd you grow up again? I'm sorry.
In Racine.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
And I cut the grass. That was my job. And they let me, I finally trained myself and had help from the people in the building to learn how to run the equipment. And I practice every week after the lawn mowing how to be on the air. But it was at the time a beautiful music, elevator music station. I was 14 and wanted to rock and roll, but Percy Faith and Ray Conniff were the first songs I ever played on the radio, and did that for a couple of years.
My parents are big Ray Conniff fans.
Yeah.
So they were born in the 30s. But, you know, Chris, your story, I don't know if you've ever seen the Ken Burns documentary on the history of country music. Mm-hmm. There's a story of Kris Kristofferson who, he basically gives up a career in the military to go into country music and gets basically disowned by his family. And he gets a job as a janitor at Sun Records, and that's what got him in the door. So it sounds like yours is a very familiar story. You're kind of like the Kris Kristofferson of WRJN.
Yeah, if only that was the case. Yeah, that would have been great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I think a lot of young people do that. They've got an idea what they want to do and where they want to go. And, you know, it literally was, it was a foot in the garage door, but it was a foot in the door for me at the time. And luckily I had a lot of people there or several people there who understood, you know, the passion I had for it and let me learn. It was a great place to learn.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, because I was going to ask you, like, my next question was to ask you about what you do for Civic Media statewide in your kind of your executive capacity. But I'm really fascinated about your history. Like, when were you a teenager when you started, like, as a disc jockey?
Yeah, that was the job, the grass cutting job. Yeah. And it wasn't really a disc jockey. It was really an announcer who would give the weather once an hour and the station ID at quarter after and quarter till. But by the time I was 16, I had practiced enough and was hired across town at one of the stations Civic Media owns now, WRJN. So I was 16, working a Saturday and a Sunday shift, and in the summer filling in for the full-time guys during school vacations.
Sure.
And did that for a couple of years in my hometown. And here we are, you know, now 50 years later, back with WRJN again.
Come full circle.
Kind of full circle. And I've been in there once before, in between those times. Back in 2010 through 15, I managed the property as well. So.
Well, and it really is an iconic building and a great space. You know, I mean, me being kind of a big, you know, champion for Waukesha, you know, I was sad that we'd left our studio on Wisconsin Avenue. But when you go to that studio in Racine, and again, this is new to me, you know, I felt like Howard Stern, if you've ever seen like his podcast or his radio show. Like it's such a professional studio. The building was built for radio. And 50 years later, it not only survives the test of time, but it's really a fantastic facility.
And, you know, the point of WAUK studios leaving downtown Waukesha doesn't take away from the effect that WAUK still covers Waukesha.
Yeah.
And when, you know, when companies like Civic Media grow, you find ways to consolidate the assets you own, right? And that was a perfect place to do that. Plenty of room and technically a great place to be. But the WAUK signal still comes into Waukesha. It still, you know, still spells part of Waukesha. So, you know, the some people who have come to me and said, why did you leave the city? Well, the signal the city. It's just the building did. And, you know, you still have the same shows, the same content, the same local news coming in. So, and of course, a show like this that focuses really on Waukesha. And that's what we need to be. But the signal of WAUK is so big. And that's the thing that when you think about it as a company trying to maximize your assets, you can hear 540 WAUK in Fond du Lac, like a local station, and all the way down to the northern suburbs of Chicago and from Watertown to the lakeshore. So it's got a big signal.
It's
and
huge.
I think our responsibility, you know, with the programming we originate and the mission we serve is to serve as many people as we can with that signal. So Waukesha is definitely a part of it and a big part of it, you know, surrounding Milwaukee County. But we want to have a little bigger view of who's out there and do our best to serve everybody.
Yeah, that's terrific. And, you know, when I started in that studio that we had, or in really studio name only, it was basically an office space that we were retrofitting for radio. In mid-January of 2022, it took a long time to really get that space to be serviceable, you know, from you know, professional standards that you would know better than me. And then again, you walk into Racine and like you're in a whole other world that's all about professionally produced radio. So it is a pretty cool scene there in Radio Park on Victory Drive. So so that's great. But what do you do for Civic Media statewide? Tell us more, you know, for the Waukesha listeners.
My primary function for the corporation is to find opportunities to give local businesses in all the markets that Civic Media is in a voice on the air through advertising and marketing campaigns. One of the best things about radio is still 93% of adults listen to the radio. So if you own a business or you have a company that's trying to attract people, radio advertising is probably one of the most efficient ways to get people into your business. And because we're now, and we have 24 signals across the state of Wisconsin, we can cover so many people with so many messages, but you don't have to do it just on the network of Civic Media. Now, if you're the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board or the Wisconsin Lottery, you want to be heard in all 24 radio stations, we can do that for you. But if you've got a business in Waukesha that wants to attract people in Southeast Wisconsin, you advertise on WAUK. If you're in Green Bay, you go on WGBW. If you're in Eau Claire or the Chippewa Valley, you go to WCFW. We've got those local opportunities to advertise for local businesses. And really, that's the mission of Civic Media, is to serve local communities across the state. So really what I do is I lead a staff of, I think we're at about 20 account executives across the state, to help them explain to businesses how we can do that with radio messaging, digital messaging, through podcast advertising on shows like this. Everything we do is something businesses can latch onto. And part of my job is to find the right people to do that job, to train them, to retain them, to motivate them, and to help fund the mission of Civic Media through broadcast sales.
So, you know, I hate talking about this with, I've learned that President Trump is they're looking to scrap the funding for National Public Radio. Which I've always been a fan of, and I was actually turned on to public radio in college at Michigan State. One of my best friends was from Western rural Michigan. His family were cherry producers, cherry farmers. And public radio, that was their only source of media that they felt was also very reliable. And people, it's always been written off as liberal, but they're funded, the foundation funding is very conservative foundations because they really give both sides. But is there kind of a market opportunity for Civic Media? Because we have coverage in these rural areas, knowing that these NPR affiliate, I hate to say competition, but these these affiliates in these local markets are under a great, great threat or a great, you know, financial threat.
And I think you're right. They're under a threat. And it's, I think it's, well, I don't agree with the decision to cut the Corporation for Public Broadcasting back, and it hasn't happened yet. We still have court battles, I'm sure, to go through it.
Sure.
But we don't necessarily see National Public Radio or NPR public stations as competition to civic media. They're a complement to it. They're a very credible source for local news. But more so, they take that stance on a more national scale. And that's important. People need to know that. The difference between your local NPR or public station and civic media is civic media is doing the local news. In each of our markets, we have a news person. We're expanding our news department. In some cities, we partner with some of the local newspapers that have been diminished or trying to hang on and promote that. So there's a different product that comes from civic media and from public radio. And I think they complement each other. We both have the same goal to serve the public interest. And I think that's above and beyond many other radio companies these days. And, you know, I would hate to see them go away because not only, I mean, are they, they're respected competitors, that's for sure, but they enhance what the world needs and what communities needs. And that's local, accurate, dependable information.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I like how you highlight what differentiates us is we have a very local focus,
right?
Which is an appeal to potential advertisers. And so a great example is I just learned, last night at the city council meeting, they gave out the Landmark Commission Awards, which is a big deal every year, in part of as part of Historic Preservation Month. Recipients have contributed to the historic preservation restoration of Waukesha's rich architectural history. And so a certificate of merit went to Nicholas Martinez for his work at the building at 914 Clinton Street, the W.T. Lyles building, a famous building, a beautiful piece of architecture. The John M. Shane Connect Award. John was a guest on my radio show, to David Koop and his family. David passed away last year and was honored posthumously for his work in historic preservation. From 1984 to 2010, David served as the secretary of the Landmarks Commission. And Waukesha's Landmarks Commission is very active and very vocal, and they played a great part at honoring the history of our great city. And for anybody that's never seen it, all you have to do is walk down Main Street in Waukesha to see in downtown Waukesha to see the great works of architecture. And that's great content. That's rich content that we get excited about as listeners.
And that's one of the things, you know, as a guy who lives in Waukesha now, and I've been here on and off for over 20 some years.
Wow.
It's just those walks down through downtown Waukesha are so cool. And hitting some of the sidewalk restaurants, you know, and it's not like you're sitting in New York with a big sidewalk cafe out there.
Yeah.
You're sitting on the sidewalk in some folding chairs and card tables and enjoying the people and the ambience of downtown. Yeah. But I mean, we enjoy the Friday nights in summer when you can hang out downtown.
Friday Live's right on the corner.
Friday Night Live and the farmers market and all that stuff. But and exactly the kind of thing you just talked about and just read, you're not going to hear that on one of the big Milwaukee radio stations,
right?
Because they're looking at big Milwaukee news. But something like civic media, where we do look at communities, that's something you may hear Stuart J. Waddles feature on a new newscast someday.
Yeah,
so good stuff and a good thing.
That really is, you know. And it's so we're doing this special broadcast on a Wednesday evening, and that's why Max is doing this from home, because on May 17th, I will be at the food pantry serving Waukesha County's Breakfast Club, their annual fundraiser. And I'm proud to be on the board and be president of the board. And so I'm expected to give a few comments. But, I mentioned this because there's so much, there's a real sense of community here. People really get involved. And you have to look no further than charities like the food pantry, where people are volunteering and they're delivering meals on the weekends. And, serving families. And unfortunately, food insecurity is a real thing, even in, you know, the state, one of the state's most affluent counties, like Waukesha County. But I kind of lost my train of thought there, Chris. But the fact is, there's so many opportunities for people to participate in Waukesha life and really, really get the most out of it. So we were talking about some of the great high school plays that were put on that some of the grandparents told me. I know what it was. I was at a food pantry event. and one of the volunteers had come up, and he lives all the way out in Delafield. And he said he liked the, he used to listen to the radio show. He still listens to podcasts, and he likes that I have high school students on, student athletes or other students excelling in other areas, teachers and coaches.
Yep. Yep.
And, cause he said those young people have a great story to tell and they deserve that exposure. And so it is an honor to really, to be a part of that focus at civic media stations like WAUK provide. And then also, of course, with our podcast format.
Yep. Yeah. So, and podcasts are really an extension of the radio. It's really the radio on demand, right?
Yeah.
Radio show is on from 6 to 8 a.m., you got to be there 6 to 8 a.m. Monday morning to hear the show. Here, we can take those shows and we put them in the can, so to speak, and upload them to the podcast platform. But shows like this, we promote all week on the radio. And when somebody has that 20 or 30 minutes to sit back and absorb it without interruptions or road rage, what a great way to do it. So, like we said before, it's, we try to use all the various avenues we have to provide the service. And audio goes beyond the radio. And
it really does. Yeah.
And the internet goes beyond audio and goes into video and, all the different things we can do. That's why we're called Civic Media. Not Civic Radio. So
you'll appreciate this, Chris. You know, my guest, if they have a lot to talk about, we'll have them on two podcasts in a row. And so last week I had Kelly Piasek, who she's president of the school board, and she's considered a controversial figure because her politics, very, very right of center. But there's a whole other side to her. She's a very devoted professional in research and mental and behavioral health. She basically established the research center at Rogers Behavioral Health. And doing some really groundbreaking work there, by the way. And so since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, it was a real great opportunity for people to see this other side of her and the work that she's doing and how important it is in the areas of mental health, which obviously is we're peeling away at that, knocking that stigma away that families still experience about mental health. And so it's great, again, with Civic Media that we have that opportunity to kind of get different sides of the story from people that maybe we don't know as well as we thought we did.
I agree.
So what can we look forward to with Civic Media growing? Obviously they're up to like 24 stations now. Any new developments you can share with us?
Well, we're working always on improving our digital footprint, and that's a way for us to reach people, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on a laptop computer, these cell phones. I mean, they're in everybody's face.
No doubt.
Great way to stay in touch. And the more we do that, the more we grow, the more people we add who can keep up with the various platforms that we present on, and we can make them accessible to people.
Again,
that's the goal. Let's get the message of democracy. Let's get the message of fair play out. Let's keep the community together, and pulling together is probably the biggest thing we want to do with Civic Media. And that includes shows like yours, Don, the podcast This Week in Waukesha, programs you hear on WAUK, and any program you see on our podcasting platform. Sure. So,
and I see your Earl Ingram. I either call him Earl Campbell or Earl Weaver. Like, we always used to joke about that in the radio.
Earl Ingram.
He has now left the radio ranks and joined us here in the podcast world. And Max was involved in that press conference today. And we're really excited about that. I think Earl's going to reach a larger audience.
He's got a mission right now. The lead pipe and the lead paint, the city of Milwaukee that extend to the suburbs and all the way out here. It's a huge problem that's not being and hasn't been appropriately addressed. It's going to be, and Civic Media and Earl Ingram are taking the lead on that. And you're going to hear a lot more about it. And it doesn't just affect people in Milwaukee. It's a statewide deal. And we're proud that Earl's taken this on as a mission. And Civic Media is going to back him up on that all the way.
Sure. Chris Morrow, Civic Media's, so we say, statewide head of sales and the station manager for WAUK. And WRJN, I'm really honored. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. It's great.
Oh, no, I appreciate being on, Don. It's really fun. Yeah. I'll never give up a chance to be on a radio show or a podcast. Trust me.
Love it. And and a Waukesha resident, and we got to have you on soon. We want to talk more about life in Waukesha and different perspectives.
Let's do it.
Really grateful for your gift of time. And and sharing, and also too that history you have too. I'm sure there's more great stories to tell, and so we look forward to having you on future podcasts. And want to thank everybody for listening in and sticking around for podcast two. And thanking my producer, the mighty Max Martinson, for all the great work he does. And look forward to seeing you all soon, Chris. Thanks again, and thanks again to our listeners.
Thank you, Don. Thanks, Max.